Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran will be here at 6 for your morning drive. Well, we will resume Wildcard Wednesday in a little bit here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we will get back to the losing streak and sports topics that we were talking about and get to your calls and your texts on that. But there's breaking news happening right now in Britain. We're going to talk with Fred Weintraub, who is the UK correspondent for WCIU. His website is worldlyfellow.com. He is in London right now. And the breaking news is Theresa May is going to face Prime Minister Theresa May is going to face a no confidence vote. We want to get the latest. Fred, welcome to the show and thanks for joining us.
Nick, thanks for having me on. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. Give us the latest. What's happening there?
So the latest is that Theresa May spent all day yesterday outside of the UK. She started out her day in Berlin with Prime Minister, with Chancellor Merkel. She's trying to gain confidence anywhere in Europe to get further support for the EU. The real problem is she comes back to the UK slash 10 Downing Street, and this morning is presented with the news that there are 48 letters of no confidence, which is what you need in order for there to be a no confidence vote. What that means in straight talk is tonight in the UK between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. in Parliament, the parliamentarians are going to vote as to whether they have confidence for Theresa May to remain in office. She has to get 150 plus votes, half of her Conservative party, in order to remain prime minister. So it's like you have a major political issue in Brexit. They're negotiating this divorce. The divorce is basically saying, because there was a referendum that the UK had and Ireland had, which said 52 to 48% of the people said we want to be out of the EU because we think that we're stronger as a small island versus a bigger island, as a bigger union with the EU. Then you go through an entire process, which is really just a negotiation. It's like a divorce negotiation. How do you cut a deal with the EU that's good for the UK? And that's where the politics comes in. Now you add an additional stone, which is we may throw out our prime minister tonight because we're unhappy with how she's negotiating. Now, I would tell you that Theresa May is trying to live up to some extent to the letter of the law, which is the referendum said we want to be out. She's trying to get us out, but it's all a negotiation. On the other side, the EU is saying, we're kind of sick of you, Britain. We're kind of sick of your being a baby and playing these games. This is the deal that we've negotiated, and we're not budging from this deal. So she's really backed into a corner of Parliament, and we'll see tonight whether she remains as the prime minister or whether they move on to a different form of leadership.
And the Brexit is really sort of the main focus here on why this has happened, why she received enough for the no confidence vote. And what's the feeling like in London right now? Because I know over the weekend, both sides took to the streets, that there were protests and people everywhere, and there's the right and the left, and they all have their ideas, and they took to the streets just this past weekend and for the past couple of days. What's the feeling like there?
So the feeling, if you walk towards Parliament and Parliament Square, you have a lot of people waving the EU flag and showing their signs that we either want to stay or we want to get out. They're really doing that because that's where all the national media is based, and they're all going live from that area. So right. They think if they can form this theater of we're screaming, we want to get out, and it gets on the air, that they're doing that they're promoting their issue. The reality is if you walk into other parts of London, it's very quiet. I think people are concerned. They're concerned we're concerned in America over whether our political system works. But as you know, if you turn on the BBC and they present it as there's mass bedlam going on, no, there's not mass bedlam going on in London. What's really happening is the pound is you know, keeps dropping. So if the pound is at $1.20, if the pound is at $1.26, that's the lowest it's been in about a year. It really boils down to the same thing that affects what affects people in America. If you're a Brit, are we going to have a strong economy? Are we going to have a weak economy? Are we going to be able to survive? Is business going to be good? That's what people ultimately care about. So in their own quiet way, you know, there's not a ton of protesting all over London. And if you get into a cab or you go into a barber shop, and I love getting into cabs because cab drivers here and their black cabs will give it to you straight. And you ask them, what do you think of Brexit? They're going to tell you we're kind of sick of this whole issue. We don't trust our politicians. We understand that they're trying to negotiate this thing, and all we know that it's lousy for the economy. And the only people that want to come and visit here is tourists because they get more for the dollar. What the EU has to, what the UK has to figure out is, are they stronger being, they're a little island, so are you stronger being, you know, part of a 28-member, what I would call a country club, where you have more ability to negotiate, or are you small, or are you, do you have more strength if you're on your own? So if you're for Brexit, you think that you're stronger being on your own, but it brings its own set of problems, including a small minor divorce decree that says if you're not going to be part of the EU anymore, you need to come up with £39 billion or euros in order to get out of it.
Right.
So it all boils down to economic impact.
Right.
The drama is all really interesting. It's interesting that Theresa May comes out of 10 Downing Street and that they're going to have this, they're going to take it to Parliament tonight. The worst thing that could probably happen, well, it depends what side you're on, but imagine in America if we were in the middle of, and some people might think we are in the middle of it, if you're in the middle of a crisis and all of a sudden we have the ability to say, let's change the government. That would be a bad thing, an unstable thing, and you got to look and say, what is the rest of the world thinking, looking at how we're operating? And you've got prime ministers here who are saying, we're embarrassed. We're embarrassed because we look around the world and we can only imagine what people are thinking about us. So tonight we'll know whether Theresa May has enough power to stay in office. If she does, no one can challenge her for at least a year.
Right.
If she doesn't, she could be out on January 21st, and then the entire process could start again, including, you know, they could say, you know, we want another referendum, and that could be another 2-year Brexit process. So in the end, I would say to you, the bottom line is, people are trying to figure out, was this a good thing to do 2 years ago? Are they sorry they did it? Would they like to take a mulligan as they could in golf and start this process again? Because maybe it wasn't thought out as well as it could have been.
Yeah.
Maybe the country is so divided that you've got people who are blue collar that are looking down what they perceive as a black hole and saying, you know what, this government isn't working for us right now, so anything will be better. Then you've got professional white-collar people in certain parts of London that are saying, no, we're stronger to be part of the EU. So it's a great history. It's great drama. And in the end, like I said, it boils down to, will it put more money in people's pockets, or is it going to force in the short term this particular government to crumble? And that's kind of it.
That's it. We're talking with Fred Weintraub, who is the UK correspondent for WCIU, and his website is worldlyfellow.com. Now, Theresa May is not without support. That's true, because I see that Chancellor Philip Hammond defended her environment secretary Michael Gove has defended her, is it possible before the vote tonight, before the no confidence vote tonight, is it possible for her to actually do some campaigning? Is that something that she's going to do in order to get more support before this vote?
Well, she was supposed to go to Ireland. She was supposed to go to Dublin today to try to gain support. She is not going to Dublin because she feels like everything is crumbling around her.
Right.
Yes. In specific answer to your question, yes, she has some support in government. Does she know whether she has enough conservative support to survive this no confidence vote? No one's going to know until 8 o'clock tonight when they take it, because it's a secret ballot in Parliament. Remember, Parliament is really one of the palaces here in the UK. So people are going to go into this. The ministers are going to go in tonight. There's going to be a private ballot that's going to be taken. It really is all politics. Do they believe that they're better off with her or without her? Mm. Right now, many of the prime ministers feel like she's not listening to them, specifically not listening to what the people want.
Right.
So her poll numbers are not great. Her support is not great, but anything can happen here tonight. And just with American politics, lots of things leak to the press in a manipulative kind of way that's
right.
happening right now.
Right.
And so you see both parties on the BBC saying she's out, she doesn't have a chance, and then you have people who are supporting her saying we will make it through this. She just went on the air saying I am going to be defiant with my last breath that I am not leaving, and I know what's best for the people of Britain, and I'm going to do what they wanted, which is we voted for a referendum, and now I have to execute it. Will it cost her her job? It might. It cost David Cameron his job as the former prime minister.
Yeah. Well, all eyes are going to be on Britain for tonight, and we'll keep tabs on it. Fred, I know that you're covering it over there. You're the UK correspondent for WCIU, and the website again is worldlyfellow.com. I really appreciate you taking the time to give us more details straight from London. I appreciate it, Fred.
Good to be with you.
Okay, take care. There you go. Fred Weintraub, everybody. And we'll keep our eyes on what's happening over there. Fred's covering it, and so are we in the newsroom. And we'll find out tonight whether or not Theresa May is going to step down as she faces a no-confidence vote in Britain. Okay. Our thanks to Fred.